Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I hope you like it. Today, we're going to be talking about something a little bit serious. We're going to be talking about the times when a lawyer might be allowed to breach their client confidentiality because something really serious or dangerous is about to happen. Now, I have to say that who might be interested in this? Well, lawyers probably, but also you as someone who might be a client. You might be thinking, I'd like to know a little bit more about this. So what I talk about today is going to relate to the Australian Capital Territory specifically, but there are very similar rules in other jurisdictions. So hopefully this gives you just a little taster of what might be going on if a lawyer is thinking, do I need to breach my confidentiality because something really serious or dangerous is going on? Or you might be thinking as a client, well, can I trust my lawyer? What situations might they have to do this in? So let's talk about that. As usual, I'm recording this podcast on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal people, and I pay my respects to their elders past and present. This episode might throw up some feelings of distress or worry. As a general rule, talk to someone you trust. Schedule something pleasant to do. We're not going to be going into the ins and outs of anything particularly traumatic, but if you do feel the need to talk to someone, please, at the very least, know that Lifeline Australia is there for you. And Lifeline Australia's telephone number is 131114. I will say that number again at the end of this episode, because while something might not be upsetting to me, I recognise that it might be distressing for some people to listen to. So I said that we're talking about the rules in the Australian Capital Territory, but they're broadly similar in other jurisdictions. So you probably know that lawyers have a duty of confidentiality to their clients, but there are limited circumstances where that rule can be broken. And I'll be talking about that in today's podcast. It's going to be pretty short and sharp, so let's get cracking. When is a solicitor allowed to breach confidentiality? Well, the legal profession solicitor's conduct rules of 2015 expressly allow for this, thank goodness. There's a rule 9.2.5, and it says, a solicitor may disclose information which is confidential to a client if the solicitor discloses the information for the purpose of preventing imminent, serious physical harm to the client or to another person. So let's break that down just into its plain English meaning to make it easy for everyone to understand. A solicitor, that's just another word for a lawyer, discloses, tells the information for the purpose of preventing, so they're trying to stop something from happening, imminent serious physical harm. So that means serious physical harm. You be the judge of what that means, really. Imminent, like it's gonna happen. It's not just theoretical, but like it's gonna happen, or it's probably gonna happen. It's very much in the pipeline. Imminent serious physical harm to the client or to another person. So every lawyer's judgment of what is imminent serious physical harm is going to be different. It's probably going to be based on the lawyer's own experiences of life, people that they've perhaps encountered in their own lives or other clients that they've dealt with who may have said things or done things that made them think someone's going to be seriously hurt pretty soon. So lawyers are often exposed to really tricky stuff, and they sometimes have to make the best call that they can in the circumstances. So part of the reason why I'm doing this particular episode of the podcast is so members of the public who aren't lawyers can have an understanding of what kind of decisions lawyers might need to make. So again, the legal profession solicitor's conduct rules allow lawyers to breach client confidentiality if they're disclosing the information for the purpose of preventing imminent serious physical harm, and the next bit of that is to the client or to another person. So I said we probably weren't going to be going into anything particularly upsetting, but I do need to talk about suicide or people expressing suicidal intent. And I do need to talk about homicide and people expressing homicidal intent. I won't be saying much about it, but if you feel like this is probably not something you would like to hear at the moment, then I would step out. And if you need to talk to someone, please do. Again, the number for Lifeline is 131114. So sometimes your lawyer will hear you venting or ranting about things, and they'll be thinking in their head, okay, is this person serious or are they just talking because they're cross? They'll probably try and steer you away from that kind of chit-chat. They'll probably try and steer you toward the professional who can help you. But if what you've said to them is so worrying that they think you might be at risk of committing some serious physical harm to someone else, then they are allowed to breach your confidentiality to pass on that information to try and prevent that from happening. Now, it's really important to know that lawyers are people too. We don't want to see our clients get in trouble for just thinking about things or perhaps for venting, but we also need to live with ourselves afterwards. And sometimes people think that lawyers are out of touch with the real world, but what actually happens is that we're often really exposed and very often to people in crisis, people who are having huge conflicts in their lives. And so a lot of lawyers get exposed repeatedly to people making these kind of statements. And there comes a point where a lawyer will think, I just simply cannot take the risk of keeping my client's confidentiality about this because someone else might get hurt if I keep that confidentiality. And thankfully, the law allows them to break that confidentiality. So I talked about threats or imminent, the feeling that someone might be going to commit imminent serious physical harm to another person. And, you know, you might be just thinking logically that might crop up perhaps in a matter where, maybe in a criminal matter, your client might say, I'm going to kill that witness so that they can't give evidence. That would probably raise in my mind the threat of imminent serious physical harm to another person. Equally in family law matters, maybe you're acting for an estranged husband who makes a threat against his former wife, or, you know, soon to be former wife might say, you know, I'm going to kill her, or, you know, I might make it so that if I can't have the kids, no one will. I'm sorry to give such kind of blunt examples, but this is the reality of what we deal with. So if you are saying things like that to a lawyer, they might well have to, in their mind, call the police, and they're entitled to do that. So obviously bear that in mind. You might think you're just harmlessly venting. And if you're harmlessly venting, maybe don't do it to your lawyer. For many reasons, but because you know that they can breach this confidentiality if they feel like you or someone else is at risk. Now let's move on to you. If you're the client and your lawyer thinks that imminent serious physical harm might affect you, they might breach your confidentiality in order to prevent that. So for example, and this has happened probably far more times than I know about. For example, you send an email expressing an intention to end your life to your lawyer. Your lawyer is not required to just sit on that and wait until that has happened. They are allowed to contact other people in order to try and prevent that imminent serious physical harm to you. So ways that your confidentiality might be breached, and breach makes it sound like something has been done wrong, that the solicitor has committed wrongdoing. Let's say your confidential information might be disclosed, and maybe to the police, maybe to other search and rescue personnel. If, for example, I was in a contentious matter and a client made a threat against a lawyer against that person, I might tell that lawyer. and the police, because I might have received word from my client that after they meet with me, they're going to go to the other office and commit an act of violence. I would, of course, be wanting to warn the people in that other office so that they could evacuate, and I'd be wanting to tell the police so that they could take steps to hopefully stop this from happening before it actually happens. You might think of other people who would be relevant to tell in certain situations. There are lots of different things that might arise. Basically, though, if your client is threatening imminent, serious physical harm to themselves or someone else, lawyers, you can make a disclosure of that information to try and prevent that. And potential clients or actual clients of lawyers out there who are listening to that, this is something that your lawyer can and probably will do. I think it's really important to know that as lawyers and as clients, we're often dealing with people who are in the worst possible situations. They're experiencing the worst time of their life. And while lawyers aren't really there to give you social support, they will often be able to refer you to people who can help. And you can help yourself too by checking out different resources and finding out how to take responsibility so far as you can for managing the stress and the other feelings that might be cropping up during your legal matters. And again, a great resource to start with is Lifeline 131114. Lawyers out there who might be listening, if you're experiencing stress and trauma arising from clients making these kind of disclosures to you and you need to act on it, or even if you don't need to act on it but it's causing you stress and trauma yourself, the ACT Law Society has its equivalent of an EAG program. You can contact the ACT Law Society and get details to contact a counsellor who you can deal with confidentiality. The Law Society just gets the numbers of people who've accessed the service. They don't get your details. Otherwise, engage a private psychologist. And if the difficulty arising from your job causes you ongoing anxiety and maybe depression, just because of the sheer scale of what you're dealing with on an emotional basis, or even work pressures, continue seeing your GP and getting a mental health plan. That'll give you access to discounted psychological services. Potential clients, actual clients out there listening, you can do the same. It's really important for us all to take care of ourselves and keep ourselves safe. So thank you again for listening to this episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. Client confidentiality is at the heart of the solicitor-client relationship, but as we've talked about today, there are some instances where that confidentiality can be broken. And the instance where your client or another person is at threat of imminent serious physical harm is one of those situations. Thank you again for listening to the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. This has been a bit of a heavy episode. If you're worried about your own mental health, you have a lot of options. If you're a lawyer worried about a client's mental health, if you can, give your client the necessary resources so that they can seek help for themselves. If you need to call a service to help your client and they're not at threat of imminent serious harm, make sure you have a good file note that you have received your client's permission to disclose anything about them. And remember, you need to keep yourself and your workplace safe. So please think about that and do what it takes to keep yourself mentally and physically healthy, everyone out there listening. And if this episode has given you any feelings that are overwhelming or unpleasant, please talk to someone you trust, do something that you find pleasant, or if you need to, please don't hesitate to call Lifeline Australia. Their number is 131114. Please, if you need help, if you need someone to talk to, or if you're not sure whether you need help or you need someone to talk to, just bite the bullet. Talk to Lifeline Australia, 131114. They will help you on the path to getting a bit better, feeling a bit better, and feeling like the world is a bit brighter out there, because it is. All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye.